Hi, and a very good Monday afternoon to you. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Goff. If you watch me on News Channel 13, you know I'm a pretty big fan of the heat and the humidity, and I'm almost grumpy to report this weather forecast today. I'm just kidding, of course, but it's rather fall-like out there. I know a lot of folks are into the fall weather, and you'll get your turn, but for early August, it certainly does not feel like it out there with lots of sunshine around. Looks good. But temperatures are struggling to get out of the 60s right now across the Adirondacks and into the Green Mountains. And as we roll our way through the rest of this afternoon, we'll manage to make our way up into the low to mid 70s for high temperatures. But again, even despite all that sunshine, with that breeze out of the northwest, things will feel quite fall-like as we head through the rest of the day out there today. Basically, what we're dealing with is a disturbance that slid offshore yesterday. That was the one that was responsible for bringing us those scattered showers and storms, some of the nastiest of which were to the east of the Hudson River Valley. But as we headed through the overnight hours, everything is all gone, as you can see for yourself. Lots of sunshine around out there, just a couple of fair weather cumulus and spots. And a ridge of high pressure will slide over the top of us as we head into the night tonight. So that, in tandem with the wind coming down and the skies clearing out, actually as a function of it, it's going to be awfully chilly out there tonight. There'll be some spots in the WAMC listening area that will wake up to some 30s tomorrow morning, especially you folks right up into the heart of the Adirondacks, places like Saranac Lake over toward Lake Placid. You can count on it, just about temperatures into the 30s here as we head into tomorrow morning. Elsewhere, many 40s will be pretty common. Some of the cooler spots as you head up into western New England and back over into places like Grafton and Rensselaer County will be rather chilly out there, low 40s in the morning. And we'll call it low 50s as you head up and down the Hudson Valley for your overnight lows here tonight, again under clear skies and with light wind. Tomorrow, a bit of a transitional day as a disturbance approaches us from the west. That will bring some clouds in as we head into the afternoon and a couple of spotty showers late in the day. A lot of dry air in place, by the way. I mean, the dew points today are going to stay in the 40s, so any rain would have to overcome that. And as we head into the day here tomorrow, the clouds will make their way in. Just a few spotty showers. Most of us, as it looks now, will stay dry. Better opportunity, though, for some showers and thunderstorms comes as we head into the day here on your Wednesday as that frontal system continues to progress to the east. That'll bring some milder air in aloft, and that will help to touch off some scattered showers and thunderstorms for your Wednesday. And then as we roll into the day here on your Thursday, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds, also with a few leftover showers and thunderstorms. The model's still having a little bit of trouble resolving some of these features as per usual, but the general consensus is certainly the middle of the week, specifically Wednesday into at least the first part of the day on Thursday, looks to be fairly wet. Friday, the jury is still out. The European model is painting a rather wet scenario here on Friday, while a few others are keeping us rather dry. Best as I can tell at this time, we'll have some scattered showers and storms to deal with as we head into the day here on Friday. Kind of a last hurrah, if you will, for the rest of the work week. So again, after a beautiful day today, rather unsettled, kind of peaking midweek and then coming back down again toward the last part of the work week as we roll into the day here on your Friday. Temperatures will top out, by the way, in the upper 70s on Friday. And then really things improving from there as we head into the weekend. Lots of sunshine around here on your Saturday and Sunday as it looks now, but some of that cool air continuing to spill in, especially for the second half of the weekend. So as it looks now, Saturday would be into the upper 70s and low 80s, while Sunday would be in the low to mid 70s, again with lots of sunshine as it looks now for both days. So we really are not able to kick out of this pattern here that seems to try to want to do that, where we can get this trough to lift out and maybe even bring in some heat and humidity back into the picture. But as of right now, even looking out into the middle part of the month of August, things just do not look to change a whole heck of a lot, really across the whole country. Big ridge of high pressure aloft in Texas is just really keeping the pressure cooker feel to the air down there with lots of heat and lots of humidity and no rain, unfortunately. And for us, we're sort of on the other side of that, where this trough is just sort of dug out over the northeast. It does tend to lift up here and there. That's what's going to provide us with the showers and storms as we head into the middle and end of the work week. But again, with that trough being fairly persistent, it's not going to allow the heat and the humidity to really build in here as we head in through the middle of the month of August. Of course, we're still on the hook for some 90s through early September. But at least as of right now, that does not look to be in the cards. It'd be something else if we made it through the month of August without any 90s, but it has happened before. That's it for now. Enjoy your afternoon. Again, lots of sunshine around out there. Don't mean to complain, but certainly would like summer to make at least a little bit of a brief return before it exits us here as you roll into the end of 2013. That's it for now. Again, I'll check in with your forecast in the morning. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Goff.